You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, and you also can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. Look for the blog post on these topics, and you're going to get some great downloads with this information.
So let's talk about saving money. So when you take out a mortgage, whether you're purchasing or refinancing, everyone knows that there's closing costs.
Yes.
And everybody knows that they don't like it.
Right.
So what kind of fees are there, Doug?
Okay, so closing costs. You're going to hear that as a broad term, and I like to break it into two things. There are two types of costs are closing costs and prepaid expenses.
Okay. And what kind of costs am I looking at on those?
Okay, so let me differentiate the difference between those two. So prepaid expenses first. I don't consider to be closing costs because those are your recurring expenses. So that's going to be your taxes, your insurance, your interim interest.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the day you close your loan, so if you buy your house on the 16th of the month, you'll pay interest from that day until the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
That money, that interim interest is part of your prepaid expenses. Establishing your escrow accounts, your taxes and insurance are included in your payment, is mm-hmm. also part of your prepaid expenses. Your first year of homeowner's insurance is part of it. Mm-hmm. And those things should not vary from one lender to another because the government dictates how those have to be charged. Now, what will vary is how one lender will estimate them compared to another.
Well, right, because if I shop Farmers Insurance versus American Family, you know, those rates are different.
Well,
so there's no way to know.
You have to be cautious because when you're trying to compare the total package cost,
mm-hmm.
it's a really easy way for a lender to get over on a consumer by underestimating those costs so that mm-hmm. they can capture the consumer. And then once the consumer's committed to them, then they can tell them later that, well, I didn't know your costs were going to be so high in that area.
Right.
Even though they purposely underestimated on them or just irresponsibly underestimated sometimes.
So then what are these one-time fees? What is that?
Okay, so the one-time fees are what I would consider your actual closing cost. About half of the closing cost are the title company fees. And I'll say that the title company fees are, we are one of the lowest markets in the country when it comes to title company fees, but they still add up to quite a bit, and it's required mm-hmm. by law that your closing has to have title insurance. There's a closing fee from the title company. They have to have a closing insurer protection letter, a bunch of different things the title company has to do. So that's about half of them. Then you have your appraisal. You may have a survey if you decide to do one. And then you have your lender fees. Now, the lender fees is all that the lender really has control over.
Right. What does that consume of?
Okay, well, that could be for underwriting the loan, closing, post-closing.
Credit report.
Processing. Now, like for instance, at Cherry Creek, we charge one fee that covers all of it, and it also includes it includes a credit report, it includes a tax service fee, it includes a flood letter. So there aren't a bunch of different little junk fees. It's all rolled into one fee.
Got it.
That makes it really clear and easy to understand.
Okay, so why do these costs vary from lender to lender?
Well, the costs vary from lender to lender depending on they may build like you could have lower cost up front. And they may build a little larger margin into their interest rate.
Oh, okay.
Or vice versa.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Vice versa, you could offer rates that are lower than everybody out there because that brings in the business from a marketing perspective, and then you just make it up by charging higher costs on the front end.
Okay.
I saw an internet lender recently doing that was blowing everybody out of the water. I went on and did a good faith estimate, and it was because they were charging $3,000 up front as an origination fee.
All right. So, Doug, the big question, how can I lower these closing costs?
Okay, so the biggest way is to lower the cost. First thing, on a purchase, I encourage in almost every case to have the seller contribute, they call it seller contributions or seller concessions, that the seller pays all your closing costs for you. Okay, and this is a big deal. I encourage this in almost every transaction. And if somebody wants more details on it, they can always call me or text me at 314-472-DOUG, and I'll give them more details on why this is the best strategy. So if you're going to offer, let's say, $200,000 for a house, and that's the price if they weren't contributing, okay, if we have $5,000 in closing costs and prepaids, well, we would offer them $205,000 then,
okay,
with them contributing $5,000 to it. So the seller doesn't net any less, but you basically just work it into the transaction.
Okay. And that's done on the contract side with the real estate agent?
Right. The real estate agent has to negotiate that up front, and that's where you want to make sure you're committed to your lender before they write the contract so they know how much cost to build in.
Okay. And what is, I've heard of this lender credit thing. Is that something that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a lender, okay, we can give a credit toward closing costs, and we can mix and match that based on the interest rate that the consumer chooses. So let's say the market rate doesn't have a credit attached to it, but then we can raise the rate 0.125%, and that extra yield spread premium we can use to pay closing costs for the consumer to lower their cost. And we can do that on a purchase or a refinance.
Okay. Do you have any other tips for us to help us save on closing costs?
Okay, well, certain fees are optional. You can choose if you want to get a survey on the house. You can choose if, you know, of course, if you want a home inspection, which I would encourage you to do, but do you want a termite inspection? Do you want a sewer lateral inspection? So several of those things can reduce your costs that are optional. Do you want a radon test? So those are things that you may choose that you don't want to skimp on. You want to actually spend the money for it. And you can build it all in and have the seller do it. We can raise the interest rate so that you have a lender credit for it. Lots of different options. But the details of this, I'm going to go ahead and type up into a blog post. So if you go to our website at doughaldeman.com, doughaldeman.com, and look for our post on how to reduce closing costs on your mortgage, and I'll give you all the tips that you need to make sure that you save money on your next mortgage. And if you have a personal situation for your mortgage, contact me at 314-472-DOUG, 314-472-DOUG, and let me help you on your loan. So tax refunds are coming up. How will you spend yours? Well, coming up, we'll be joined by car expert Dan Grosvenor from Five Star Auto Plaza to tell us whether buying a car with our tax refund money is a good investment. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Injured in an accident or hurt on the job, who's going to look out for you? The insurance company employs adjusters and lawyers to protect them. You need someone to protect you and your family. At Schultz Myers, it's always free to talk with us, and there are no attorney's fees unless we win your case. Call us at 444-4444 or visit our website for a free case evaluation. Schultz Myers, putting you first.